Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Two years into launching the Huffington Post, I collapsed from exhaustion, burnout, and sleep deprivation. And that started me on this journey, recognizing that it wasn't just me, that our whole world is suffering from what a Belgian philosopher has called civilization's disease, burnout. And that we are all living under the collective delusion that burnout is the only way to succeed. And I'm really excited now that modern science is proving this wrong. And that's why at the end of Thrive, I have 55 pages of scientific endnotes to prove that, in fact, contrary to what we have believed for decades, sleep, meditation, pauses to renew ourselves are performance enhancement tools. We have done it wrong. You know, we've been congratulating people for working 24/7.
For not taking care of themselves,
not taking a vacation. And all these things make people actually less productive and less creative and less healthy. In Germany, for example, a lot of companies are taking measures to reduce stress in the workplace because they are seeing the impact of burnout on the bottom line. If your boss expects you to be on all the time in case they send you an email, you can never really unwind and truly recharge. And therefore, you're not going to be as effective in the morning. We implemented, first of all, two nap rooms. At first, there was a lot of eye rolling because, you know, here we are in the middle of New York City, the city that never sleeps. People sort of said to me, is anybody going to be seen walking into a nap room? Well, of course, they're always full now. And people have appreciated the fact that they can go have a nap for 20 minutes and instead of having a third cinnamon bun or a fifth cup of coffee. We also have yoga, meditation and breathing classes, healthy free snacks everywhere, and an email policy that makes it clear that people are not expected to be on email after work. For me, a good day starts the night before by getting enough sleep. Like all of us, I'm a work in progress. I don't do it perfectly.
Of course.
But I would say 95% of the time I get 8 hours sleep.
Okay.
And I make it a priority. And it often means not doing things I would like to do. Like when I was on a book tour, you know, sometimes I would go into cities where I have good friends. They would say, let's go to dinner. But let's say I had to be on a 6 a.m. morning show. I would forgo the dinner. And the reason is because I don't like me when I'm sleep deprived. I don't like that feeling of walking through my day like a zombie, not being able to enjoy what I'm doing, not being able to be really creative and productive, or becoming overreactive. You know how when you are tired, you overreact to everything? If somebody looks at you the wrong way, you
you look at them back the wrong way.
The most important thing is what I don't do. I don't immediately go to my phone, which is what most of us
do. It's a struggle for a lot of people.
The key is not to charge your phone by your bed, which is also important because if you charge your phone by your bed and you wake up in the middle of the night for whatever reason, go to the bathroom, whatever, you are going to be tempted to look at your messages.
Of course.
And that makes it much harder to fall asleep and go into a deep sleep. So the first thing is not looking at my phone, taking a minute to set my intention for the day, remind myself of the things I'm grateful for. So even if you have 1 minute, just do that. I like to invite people to take very small steps to change things. You know, not to try and do something overwhelming and huge, because then a lot of people will be reluctant or unable to do it right away. But if we take small steps, like do 5 minutes of meditation.
I am so excited for you to finish the rest of your day strong. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description and it'll take you to the full episode of my other show, The School of Greatness. Make sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.